Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollAndBranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
9:23 now, Tommy Tucker. Paul LaGrange is going to join us in a little bit, host of the Home Improvement Show, owner of LaGrange Consulting, to talk about freezing pipes. This is going to be a two-day event. We're not out of this yet, even though the snow stopped falling and the sun is shining. With the below-freezing temperatures, there's going to be some roadway conditions that are going to cause problems. Also, I'm going to text somebody that says any reported water issues from St. Charles Parish had running water at 3 a.m., but at 7 a.m., no running water. Again, as we'll talk to Paul LaGrange about it. If you have any questions about plumbing, piping, et cetera, text in right now at 504-260-1870. We'll get ready for Paul. First, we wanted to check in with Jerry Turlett, Sheriff of Plaquemines Parish, see what's going on there. How you doing, Sheriff?
I'm doing good, Tommy. How you doing?
I'm all right. I hadn't been home. I got some pictures from my neighbors. Quite the snowfall in Belchase, huh?
Hello, man. I haven't seen this. I've seen a little snowfall, I think, back in maybe 1978 was the last time we had a little bit of snowfall, like, but nowhere near like this.
Tell me what's going on with driving around a parish, Highway 23. You got two bridges. You got the drawbridge, which is the state that maintains it, as I understand it. Plenary is maintaining the new bridge that they built and are repairing. Then you got Woodland Highway. Take me through all of that, Sheriff.
Okay. Well, I'm about to go over the Belchase Bridge now. That is open. Well, we're very thankful. Venture Global came with their road graders last night. I know my chief and my major actually over the patrol division. They were following the graders as they were clearing some of the roadways. So very thankful for that. The bridge is open, coming in and out north and south on 23. So you can travel in and out the parish. I know we had a curfew. But we are suggesting that people limit their amount that they get on the highways because it is a little icy. A lot of us that are driving around have four-wheel drive, so we can navigate it a little easier.
What about 23? Is that Woodland Highway? It's 401, right? I got my numbers confused.
406.
406.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah. Tommy, I'm gonna get you the update on that.
But I think, Jerry, actually, as I asked the question, I don't know that that's going to lead you anywhere other than to a neighborhood because I think the Woodland Bridge is closed. So if you're going to go in and out of the
parish. The Woodland Bridge is closed. 23 is open, so we're good there. You know, we look pretty good as far as getting out to parish. I have not gone down Woodland yet, and when I went. Yesterday it was closed, so I don't have the update on that one.
And what about heading south?
We're good to go. The road grade has cleared it all the way down, so we're pretty good to go on Highway 23.
And how about the East Bank?
East Bank, it's navigable, but like I said, it's tough conditions to get on this icy roadway.
So don't do it. Don't do it unless you have
to. Don't do it unless you have to.
And thanks to Venture LNG for helping in out because they had some traffic concerns in the parish because of that, but they pitched in when you needed them. Any final thoughts, Sheriff?
No, I just want to give our residents you know, just give them an update that the bridge is open. That the most common question is, how is the Highway 23 bridge? Can we get in and out? And you can. We're going to give an update if we do decide to put a curfew on this evening, because we do expect the conditions to worsen, and we expect it to freeze over a little bit and driving on black ice. Very difficult. So we'll probably do a curfew again this evening.
Hi, Sheriff. Thank you. You can let us know as soon as that happens. We'll pass along Sheriff Jerry Turlidge with Plaquemines Parish. Paul LaGrange joins.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.